Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 12, Experiencing and Enjoying the Contents of the New Covenant According to Our Spiritual Experience for the Accomplishment of God's Economy. Tuesday, Related Verses. Hebrews 8, verse 12. For I will be propitious to their unrighteousnesses, and their sins I shall by no means remember any more. Psalm 130, verse 4. But with you there is forgiveness, that you would be feared. Hebrews 2, verse 17. Hence he should have been made like his brothers in all things, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. 1 John 1, verses 7 to 9. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from every sin. If we say that we do not have sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 2, verse 1 and 2. My little children, these things I write to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. John 5, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Suggested reading. To be propitious in Hebrews 8, verse 12, is to make propitiation for our sins. Christ made propitiation for our sins to appease God's righteousness, to reconcile us by satisfying the demand of God's righteousness. Based upon this propitiation, God forgives our sins. In 8:12, we are told by the Lord that their sins I will by no means remember any more. Here we see that God will forget our sins. To forgive means to forget. Without forgetting, forgiveness is not real. God not only forgives us our sins, but also forgets our sins. In the new covenant, the primary blessing is the imparting of the divine life, which brings in the inner law of life, the blessing of having God and of being his people, and the inward ability of knowing the Lord. For God to do this, he had to be propitious to our unrighteousnesses and forget our sins. The propitiation for our unrighteousnesses and the forgiveness of our sins give him the ground to impart his life into us. Forgiveness of sins means the removal of the charges of sin against us before God, that we may be delivered from the penalty of God's righteousness. Because a charge had been made against us before God, so that we were condemned by God, it was necessary for us to suffer God's righteous punishment. But when God forgave us, he delivered us from the penalty of his righteousness and condemned us no longer. This is because the Lord Jesus shed his blood and died on the cross according to God's righteousness to suffer God's righteous punishment in our place, thus satisfying God's righteous requirement. Hence, according to his righteousness, God can and will forgive the sins of those who believe in Christ, canceling the charges of sin against them and delivering them from the penalty. In the New Testament, the Greek word for forgiveness means causing it to leave and sending away. When God forgives us of our sins, he also causes the sins which we have committed to depart from us. This is because when he made the Lord Jesus an offering for sin on the cross, he laid all our sins on him that he might carry them up in his body for us. Furthermore, when God caused the Lord Jesus to carry up our sins on the cross to suffer God's judgment and punishment in our place, he also caused all our sins to be laid on Satan, that he should bear them forever. This is revealed in type in the atonement recorded in Leviticus 16. When the high priest made atonement for the children of Israel, he took two goats and presented them before God. One was for God and was to be killed to make atonement for the children of Israel, whereas the other was for Azazel, that is, for Satan, to bear the sins of the children of Israel, since sin came from Satan. When God forgives us of our sins, he also forgets our sins. When God forgives us, he not only exempts us from suffering the penalty of sin and causes our sins to depart from us, but he also forgets our sins. Once he forgives us, he erases our sins from his memory and remembers them no longer. People think that God's forgiveness will cause man to become audacious and reckless. Little do they know that the grace of God's forgiveness is to bring man into the fear of God. Our experience tells us that the more we are forgiven by God, the more we fear him. The more we have received the grace of God's forgiveness, the more we have the fear toward God. The grace of God's forgiveness causes us not only to fear God, but also to love God.